Our director of the week is Spike Lee. Paul Walker has said, Mark's going to do his thing in just a moment. Paul Walker says, well, start with Do the Right Thing, still urgent and incendiary after all these years. Then fast forward to Black Klansman to see how Lee is still at the top of his game and how his work is needed now more than ever. Then take a tour of the films in between, many of which are hugely underrated. My pick would be He Got Game, a movie about sports that's really about more about life. About great sports. Public Enemy soundtrack too. Kate Cooper, Black Klansman is not only one of Spike Lee's greatest, it's one of the greatest films about 1960s America from any director. Thomas Herlufson, Do the Right Thing might be the best film of the 80s. Holds up so well. I use it in my English classes, so I've seen it quite a few times. It just crackles, pops, and in the end, snaps. It's wonderful. Fight the power. Ollie Masters says, Malcolm X or Do the Right Thing are probably his best films, and Inside Man will always be my favorite, but I highly recommend his satire, Bamboozled. It was the first Spike Lee film I ever saw, and has stayed with me to this day. Daniel Ryden, When the Levees Broke, his documentary about the devastation of Hurricane Katrina caused in New Orleans, essential viewing. Elizabeth Dawson, Mo Better Blues with Denzel Washington as a jazz trumpeter. And Logan Wilkins says Summer of Sam and Jungle Fever are my favorites. Take it away on Spike Lee, Mark.
Well, that's extraordinary. I mean, the listeners have covered so much there. So Spike Lee, Oscar nominated for the screenplay for Do the Right Thing. Let's begin by hearing a clip from Do the Right Thing.
Yo, Mook! A couple of words of pie. Okay. Mook! So
what?
How come you got no brothers up on the wall?
Man, ask Sal, right?
Hey, Sal, how come you got no brothers up on the wall here?
You want brothers on the wall? Get your own place. You can do what you want to do. You can put your brothers and uncles and nieces and nephews, your stepfather, stepmother, whoever you want, you see? But this is my pizzeria. American Italians on the wall only.
Take it easy,
and
huh?
And you, hey, don't stop me.
What? Yeah, that might be fine, Sal, but you own this. Rarely do I see any American Italians eating in here. All I see is black folks. So since we spend much money here, we do have some sex.
It's incredible that that does still sound every bit as fresh and correctly said as Incendiary as before. He was nominated again for Four Little Girls, of course, and then won an honorary award in 2016, but won a competitive award in 2019 for the joint screenplay for Black Klansman. Klansman, which had won the Cannes Grand Prix, was for my money his best work since Four Little Girls, which I loved. It had the kind of slickness of 25th Hour, which is a film which often gets overlooked. The controversial potential of Bamboozled, which was mentioned in one of those emails. And do not forget just how controversial Bamboozled was when it came out. And many, many writers saying, you cannot do this. You can't use those publicity images. You can't go anywhere near that stuff at all. Black Klansman, of course, is stranger than fiction story about an African-American cop infiltrating the Ku Klux Klan in the early 1970s. Famously, it was Jordan Peele who made Get Out, who brought the project to Spike Lee, and it was the production team behind Get Out who made it happen. Trademarks of Spike Lee's career, the dolly shot is the thing which turns up in, I think, pretty much all of his films, in which we see characters moving towards the camera, apparently walking but standing still, so on a kind of trolley. Also, Black Klansman, which famously returns to the subject of Birth of a Nation, one of Spike Lee's earliest films, The Answer, short film from 1980, which he said nearly got him thrown out of film school, which was a film about Birth of the Nation. And because he said when he was being taught it, he wasn't being taught it as, look, this is the most unbelievably racist thing. It was, well, look, here it is, a piece of classic film history, and you can't possibly take umbrage at it. And he did. And so from the very beginning of his career, right up to Black Klansman, that has been a recurrent theme of his work. Do the Right Thing, which has celebrated, you know, an anniversary just recently, is still every bit as provocative as it always used to be, and provoked the kind of heated debates that Lee's films have always striven for. It came out in 1989, and there was discussions, and very, very heated discussions, about that whole kind of standoff towards the end of it and what Spike Lee's own attitude to it was. Malcolm X was in many ways his JFK. He famously fought with the studio over having the right for it to be as long as he wanted it to be. He argued that, you know, the leniency that you give to Oliver Stone to tell the story of JFK, I deserve the same leniency. In the end, ended up getting financial support from individual high-profile supporters who helped him get the film finished the way he wanted it to be made. Overlooked films, well, Summer of Sam, which was mentioned there by one of our listeners. And again, I think that is generally overlooked. People forget about it, which is, you know, partly they forget about it because it wasn't greatly critically acclaimed at the time, and it sort of wasn't felt to fit in with his filmography. The same is true of 25th Hour, which is a thriller from David Benioff, who's the writer, and I think it's actually a really, really interesting piece of work. There are failures, there are missteps. Remaking Old Boy, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why would anybody do that? There are controversies. The controversy, which has always sort of accompanied his movies, about what are they saying, how are they saying it, and what is Spike Lee's attitude to the way they're saying it. There was a controversy in 2013 about him, his relationship with crowdfunding, this whole thing about, oh, you know, is it right that somebody of his prominence should be using this thing, which is actually for startup filmmakers? But as he said, I've always looked to crowdfunding. I've always looked to getting movies made in any way I can. I picked up some quotes from him. I've interviewed him several times over the years, I think 9 or 10 times. I made a radio documentary about him back in the 90s. I interviewed him recently on stage for Black Klansman a few times. And he's actually a really, really great interview. Some people think that he's prickly. The trick with Spike Lee is to let him finish the sentence in his own time, because not unlike that Richard Dreyfuss interview, he's somebody who says something and then he will leave a very long gap because he's thinking about the next word. He chooses his words carefully. So here, to close this section, are some words from Spike Lee. One, I think it's important to make films that make people look at what they've forgotten, and that is a key theme of his movies. Two, I think people who have faults are a lot more interesting than people who are perfect. And again, I think that's something which you see in all his best work. Three, and I love this, a lot of times as a filmmaker, you get credit for stuff in your movies that you didn't intend to be there, which I think is lovely and shows how much he is open to the idea that there are things in your movies that just happen to be there by accident, particularly since people think that everything is so particular. Four, you have to do the research. You have to do the research. If you don't know something, ask someone that does. And finally, and this is perhaps the most famous Spike Lee quote, making films has got to be one of the hardest endeavors known to mankind.
You missed out a couple of things for interviewing him. Well, one thing in particular, I did him twice, once for Do the Right Thing and once for the Levy movie. And and if you're worried about interviewing Spike Lee, I'm sure all those things you said absolutely right. If you can start talking about basketball, you've got him.